Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to give us a call at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080.
Hi everyone, this is Matt with Learn About Law. And in today's video, I'm going to break down the different types of divorce options you have in Wisconsin. Divorce is tough, and not knowing your options can make it even tougher. That's why we're here to guide you through the legal maze. Let's get started. In Wisconsin, there are four primary paths you can take to end a marriage: contested divorce, uncontested divorce, legal separation, and annulment. Each has its unique procedures and requirements, so let's dive into each one. First up, contested divorce. This is where things get sticky. If you and your spouse can't agree on key issues like child custody, property division, and spousal support, you're looking at a contested divorce. These can be lengthy and expensive since you'll need court intervention to settle things. But don't lose hope. Alternatives like mediation or negotiation can sometimes help reach a resolution. Next, we have uncontested divorce. Now, this is the smooth sailing option, assuming both you and your spouse are on the same page regarding all matters of your divorce. In an uncontested divorce, you both agree on the terms, sign the necessary documents, and voila, you've got yourself a faster, cost-effective, and less emotionally draining divorce. Now, what if you don't want to end the marriage but can't live together anymore? Well, Wisconsin has an answer for that too. It's called legal separation. With this option, you remain legally married but live separately. The court provides instructions on things like spousal support, asset division, and child visitation and custody. So, you get to have your cake and eat it too, in a manner of speaking. Finally, let's talk about the unicorn of divorce options, the annulment. This isn't just ending a marriage, it's legally declaring that it never happened. But be warned, annulments are very tough to get. They require proving specific circumstances like fraud or misrepresentation and are relatively rare in Wisconsin. Now, I'm sure you're wondering about the fastest way to get a divorce in Wisconsin. That's an uncontested divorce. But it's not just about speed, it's about reaching a comprehensive agreement with your spouse on all aspects of the divorce. And what's a spouse entitled to in a divorce in Wisconsin? Well, Wisconsin is a 50-50 state, so generally, a spouse is entitled to half of the marital property. But remember, every case is unique and some exceptions might apply. Before we wrap up, I want to stress the difference between contested and uncontested divorces. Contested divorces involve disagreements on key issues requiring negotiation and possibly a court trial. In contrast, uncontested divorces have both parties on the same page, filing paperwork jointly, and moving through the process more swiftly. Thanks for watching. To learn more, check out the article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comment section and subscribe for more legal news daily.
Hi again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, I'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please don't hesitate to reach out to schedule a consultation. Book online or call us at 414-253-2080. That's 414-253-2080. We have many locations for your convenience, and we serve all of Wisconsin. Thanks again for watching.